News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Lansing. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 5 common sense, bipartisan bills that will support Michigan families by expanding eligibility for energy assistance, granting greater flexibility for students using the Michigan Education Trust, MET, program, and supporting 180 permanent, advanced Michigan manufacturing jobs. These bills build on one of the most productive legislatures in Michigan history by working to lower costs for low-income families and create good-paying jobs, bolstering the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration's commitment to ensuring that everyone can make it in Michigan. Including today's legislation, Governor Whitmer has signed a record 1,421 bipartisan bills into law since taking office. Today, I signed common sense, bipartisan legislation to support families by expanding eligibility for energy bill assistance, increasing flexibility for students using an MET account to pay for their education, and more, said Governor Whitmer. With winter just around the corner, Michiganders are still juggling high costs and a competitive job market. These bills will put money back in people's pockets, helping them heat their homes during the colder months or pay for their education as they look forward to the new semester. Let's keep working together to lower costs and help people get the basics they need, so everyone can make it in Michigan. Senate Bills 353, 880, and 881, sponsored by State Senators Veronica Kleinfeld, D. East Point, Sam Singh, D. East Lansing, and Rick Outman, R. Six Lakes, will help lower Michiganders' utility bills by increasing eligibility and funding for the state's energy assistance program. The bills ensure that all utilities are participating in the Michigan Energy Assistance Program, MEAP, or their own assistance program. Prior to the law, companies could opt out of supporting Michiganders. The legislation also changes the income eligibility threshold, expanding the number of Michiganders who can utilize MEAP by potentially 335,161 households. Prior to the legislation, for example, a 4-person household was only eligible if they made $46,800 or up to 150% of the federal poverty guidelines. Under the new legislation, the same household is eligible for MEAP if they make $61,861 or up to 60% of the state median income. This legislation will help more Michigan families keep their homes warm, their lights on, and their energy bills manageable, said State Senator Veronica Kleinfeld, D. East Point. By helping residents access tools to pay their energy bills on time and take advantage of energy efficiency services, we're not only addressing immediate needs but also setting up folks for long-term savings and sustainability. Whether to keep their lights on or homes heated, energy assistance programs have long been a valuable resource for folks having a tough time paying essential household utility bills on time. Unfortunately, as we hear time and time again, the need for assistance outweighs the amount of resources available, said State Senator Sam Singh, D. East Lansing. By boosting funding for our state's energy assistance program and expanding eligibility requirements, my legislation will ensure more Michiganders are able to access the help they need during these challenging economic times. Thank you to Governor Whitmer for signing these critical bills into law. Senate Bill 1001, sponsored by State Senator Rosemary Baer, D. West Bloomfield, will grant families greater flexibility as they start saving for higher education by clarifying where students can use an MET, specifying the program can be used to fund qualified vocational schools, trade schools, and more. Prior to the bill's passing, the MET was only available to use on traditional college or universities. The bill also gives students and their families greater flexibility in getting a refund of the MET program if they meet certain conditions. These changes will support Michigan's skilled trade industry, ensuring students have the resources they need to pursue their education in any field. Students should be able to pursue a career pathway of their choice without letting financial hurdles get in the way. By opening more options for Michiganders to pay for skilled trade school, we will help aspiring nurses, computer programmers, mechanical engineers, and many others make their dreams a reality, said State Senator Rosemary Baer, D. West Bloomfield. I'm proud to sponsor this smart, common-sense legislation that puts Michigan in line with federal standards, addresses the significant professional trades shortage we have here in this state, and ensures fair access to funding for all students. Thanks to Governor Whitmer for signing Senate Bill 1001 into law. Senate Bill 504, sponsored by State Senator Kristen McDonald Rivett, D-Bay City, supports Hemlock Semiconductor, HSC, which recently announced an additional 180 permanent, advanced manufacturing jobs, by exempting companies that agree to long-term contracts with utilities and remain on the state's grid from securitization charges. Not only will this bill support clean energy manufacturing in our state, but the incentives created by the bill will also provide stability for our energy grid, ensuring the state's largest energy users remain on the state's grid, protecting utility customers from increased rates and keeping energy costs low for Michiganders.